Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast. I'm comedian Mike Vecchione, and to my right is comedian Bobby Haha, and to my left is comedian Ben Rosenfeld, and we're here for another week. Guys, first, I have to apologize. I was late.
It's okay. You let us know that you'd be late, and you showed up late.
I was late, but I was trying to figure a different way to go from my yoga studio, which used to be located not a half a block away from Ben's apartment slash studio.
Above a different shoe store.
Yes, amongst the many shoe stores here in Astoria.
So what happened?
I go out, I usually get a sandwich, and then I'm trying to figure out how to get here. I walked last time, it's too long of a walk, and so I figured I would catch the 101 bus, which never comes. That they shouldn't even bother having a schedule. It's insulting if they have a schedule. Just have nothing, because the bus doesn't, it just comes whenever it wants. So I caught a cab. I paid $10 to $7 to get here from my yoga studio. And then I was starving. I have to eat, or else I'm no good to anybody if I don't eat. So I went to the pizza place house. Instead of going to the highfalutin brown rice and health place, I went to the place downstairs and I got rice.
Well, you spent money in the cab, so you couldn't afford the highfalutin place.
No, I wanted to be as fast as possible so I wouldn't be that late.
Oh,
so
I wouldn't let my. Because you spent the money on the cab, so now you didn't have the money for the highfalutin place, so you had to eat the quick dollar pizza slice downstairs.
No, I got plenty of money, pal. I don't know. It's, okay, so.
Was that your impression of Bobby?
Yeah, that's my impression of Bobby. You got plenty of money. I got money, plenty of money, pal.
Tell you what, pal. No, today I don't have a lot of money.
Anyway, I ate something fast. I went across, and I was going to get a straight coffee, but the kid in front of me ordered a Frappuccino, and it looked great. So I ordered a Frappuccino.
Frozen frap,
and then I hightailed it up here. So my apologies, and those are all my excuses.
Well, that's two stops.
No, I have
to. Not only the pizza, you went to the Frappuccino joint.
Look, man, I go into yoga with an open mind. So I don't have any food on my stomach. I have a little bit of coffee just to get me motivated. So after that, I need food and I need coffee before this podcast. Before I can walk into a room with the two of you, I need to have those things. I need to be prepared.
Why is that, senor? We're very easygoing, me and Ben.
Are you? No, you're not.
Yeah, should talk about your
Ben
text.
Ben is easygoing. I thought the podcast was going to end yesterday.
Yeah, the podcast almost disappeared yesterday.
Mike, I didn't have my glasses on, and I didn't realize that was a text. I thought it was Ben's friend that was staying in the couch.
We should back up for our listeners. Mike, can you give them a rundown of what happened yesterday?
Ben usually sends out a text. Ben is the rock of this podcast.
The shepherd, if you will.
He sends a text.
I heard the feral cats. That's you and Bobby.
He sends a text 2:30 tomorrow. He sends it every week. 2:30 tomorrow, and we usually respond yes. This week I respond yes. I have a friend in from LA, a comic. Maybe I'll bring him as a guest.
He's staying on your couch.
Staying on my couch. And then Bobby responds.
Go fuck yourself.
No guests. Okay, guests are stupid. something else. Guests are stupid.
Well,
no guests.
We can pull up phones. Do you guys want to?
Yeah, let's pull up phones. That's what it is. I said your guest because the last time the guy was on your couch was a fucking deadbeat.
Well, we might as well just run the whole.
Yeah.
It ended up. Okay, the podcast almost ended, everybody. The podcast was almost off.
Okay, here it is.
2:30 tomorrow, Mike.
Where? Oh. Maybe 2:40. This is me. My text back because it's a three-way text. Ben texts 2:30 tomorrow. My response, maybe 2:45, coming from yoga. Guests? Question mark.
I say, my Staten Island garbage man slash comedian friend canceled due to sickness. Bobby, is your guest coming? Okay, 2:45.
I'll be there. So I didn't know this was Mike. I thought this was fucking Ben again, because I don't realize Mike even sends out things. He goes, my friend comic from LA staying with me. I can ask him to be our guest. And I didn't realize Ben says, sure, that works for me. Bobby, you cool with that? Or is Al confirmed? I said, no, I don't need any guests unless Al shows. Send me your address. So he sent me address. I think we should have John on if Al is a no-go.
And then Mike goes. Well, let Mike read his line. It was pretty awesome, actually.
Okay. Okay, let's back up here. You send the address, and then Ben says to Bobby, I think we should have Mike's friend on if it's a no-go. And here's my response. I'm not asking permission to bring a guest. I'm just asking if there's a conflict with another guest.
And I wrote back, no thank you. We are not going to have all of your couch people as guests. The last one sucked. I said, you never had one. It couldn't have been you. I've been thinking Ben, because I don't have my glasses on. Mm. So I said, the last one sucked, and I never heard of this one, so no way. But actually, after I thought about it later, I know John, the guy John Roy. He's a very funny guy.
He's funny, super funny.
And coming from divorced families, I just respond, okay, it's going to be a fun episode tomorrow.
Mm. And how about Bobby. This? I am not coming tomorrow anymore, you fuck, and your guest. Fuck you and your guest.
Okay, this is me then. My response to that: no worries, I will not be there.
And I put down good.
Good.
And then I look forward to filling 40 minutes.
Let me read my all text. Right. I look forward to filling 40 minutes on my own. See you both tomorrow, unless you really want to punish our listeners.
Ha ha. And then I realized.
Learns how Bobby feels about me versus how Bobby feels about Mike. Go ahead, Bobby. Read your text.
Oh, that's Mike's guess. I thought it was Ben's guy that wants to pick up girls again. I'm sorry, Mike. I will be there. I will answer to the last minute. This three-way calling is confusing. I thought it was Ben's guy again. The guy that stayed in your couch last time really sucked, Ben.
Okay. My response. Okay, we'll ask my guest. Not sure he will do it, but we'll ask tomorrow at 2:45. Thanks.
You thought our messages were from Ben and his guest sucked. Mike, it's about time you bought a guest. I will cancel Al until next week. And Mike, by the way, if your girlfriend wants to send a dessert, I'll buy the coffee.
Haha, I won't see her before the podcast.
All right. That's not good. You should go see her. Then you should see you both tomorrow, and I put okie dokie. Because I was hoping to get a dessert out of Mike's girlfriend.
Okie dokie is such a funny response. So the podcast almost crumbled. We almost...
almost stopped having... Both of you, like, went into tizzy fits over nothing. Fuck you, I'm not coming. You know, fuck you, I'm not coming. Well, I still live here, so I guess I'll be here.
First of all, at first I thought it was Ben, and then when he said he's not coming, I says, how's he not coming to his old house? That's when I put my glasses on and got up out of the bed and started reading it.
All right, so this is just more evidence that Bobby's illiterate.
No, I mean, this is how
fast... That I'm blind, you fucking jerk off.
Well, this is the thing. That's just how fast the podcast can melt down. We could not be here next week. So listen to every podcast like it's the last one.
Because it could be the last one.
It very well may be the last one. That's how quickly our phone text messages disintegrate.
Right. Right. Next topic. Mike released a great sketch this past week.
With the talented Rachel Feinstein in it. And directed by Ben, and filmed and edited by Ben, and it was getting a lot of good responses.
It's almost at 5,000 views. It's called OK Jesus. We've tweeted on it on our Twitter feed. You should check it out if you haven't already. Tell your friends.
Got to check it out. They know the YouTube. They got the YouTube channel.
If you go to youtube.com/comicMikeV, it'll just start playing.
Pretty good stuff. That Rachel Feinstein was good at it.
She's really, really funny. She's really talented. So it was great. We worked very hard on it. Ben worked super hard on it. And we're going to keep coming out with him, I think.
I didn't like Ben's editing, though.
Mm. Are you kidding me? Ben's editing was unbelievable.
Bobby can't
Ben's editing
anything.
Was unbelievable.
I'm going to say something bad about Ben.
You can't do it. Not on this. Ben's editing was unbelievable. Rachel's acting was unbelievable.
You were good.
I was good.
I don't think you were that good.
I was the weak spot.
Yeah, she carried you.
Mm.
Her and Ben carried you. I didn't like some of the things you did there.
All right. You made clear what you didn't like in it.
Good.
And that's actually a good note.
It's a good note. Maybe next time we ask Bobby for his notes earlier. We ask him for his notes the day of the release when we couldn't use any of them.
Yeah.
Right. Because they don't, you know, take my opinion too seriously.
That's not true.
Well, you were on drugs last podcast, Bobby.
I could be stoned out of my mind and I can still tell you what's good and what's not inside of a podcast.
That's not true, actually. We do take your opinion highly.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, any opinion you give, I do the opposite. I value it very much.
Now, what you told me about it actually it made sense to me. I was like, that makes sense. Ben disagreed with it, Ben being the director and editor. But
I didn't disagree. I said it was, unless we reshoot it, it's not possible to use the note.
Well...
And someone else had to say no, I did, didn't they?
Yeah. Yep. So now we're down talking it, but it's a really good...
It's still good.
It's 5 minutes and 20 seconds, so it's like...
I'll tell you, it's pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah. It's a good scene.
It's your first writing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, first sketch?
Mm-hmm.
For your first sketch, I think it's pretty good.
Well, I got some great sketch stuff from years ago. And I can still use it because...
Here comes the one-upper.
No,
Bobby, one-upper, ha-ha.
I'm not saying... I can just go one better than that. How about that? That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'll go one better than that sketch. And I'll have Ben direct my sketch, too.
Mm.
Well, how about this?
Ben is...
I'll get another director.
You're not going to beat Ben.
Oh, no? He no. Here comes some name drops. He's going to beat me.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody beats Ben Rosenfeld.
If my mom scores A's, he's not going to beat Ben. Nope. I think it happened to do my
His
sketch.
Time is over. It's Ben's time now. Ben's the hottest young director in the
Benny D business. Benny D just did a shot for the Fat Baby guys. It was unbelievable.
I'm looking forward to seeing it when it comes out.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
They're saying good things about it. I haven't seen it yet.
I like the Fat Baby guys. They're funny. They're really funny. All right, let's move it on.
Next topic. Nice little news for me. I got Time Out New York Joke of the Week this week.
Yeah, Ben Rosenfeld.
I got to take my hat off when I get it.
Hard work pays off, and can we do the joke, Ben?
Yeah, it's every year Americans commit twice as many suicides as homicides. This means the next time you're in a dark alley and you hear footsteps, don't look over your shoulder. Just look inside yourself.
Wow.
That's a good joke.
And it's another suicide joke, another killing
Ben.
Suicide joke.
Sorry,
it's a very upswing joke for Ben.
Ben really.
Good feel
he
joke.
Brightens your day with a suicide joke, Ben.
All my jokes are feel good jokes.
Yeah, that's a real feel good joke, Ben.
I mean, it's Russian optimism for you.
Yeah, I want to go out and kill myself just hearing it.
Ben writes the best suicide homicide jokes. He really does. Deep with what's inside of Ben.
We're just saying it's a funny way of saying we're our own worst enemy.
Mm-hmm.
It's really philosophical if you let it be.
We don't get it that deep. We just know that it has something to do with suicide and murder and things like
yeah,
that.
Dark alleys. We know your depth is 8 inches, Bobby. We get it.
No, but that's Bobby's actually.
It's a little bit deeper than 8 inches there, right?
Bobby's back alleys and homicides, and that's really Bobby's. You're talking about Bobby's. That's his forte.
Yeah.
That's his life.
Yeah, and I got a nice write-up with it to come see my show Wednesday night, 9:30 at Caroline's. I'll be headlining.
Wow.
And then,
it's your birthday tonight, too.
Yeah.
And it's my actual birthday
How
on
old
Wednesday.
Are you going
to
be, Ben?
I don't want to discuss it
30 on what? 33?
Go fuck yourself, Bobby.
What do you mean, go fuck myself?
No, he's sensitive about his age. Why are you being sensitive about your age?
Because it seems like if you don't get TV stuff by a certain age, it's harder to get it.
What are you talking about? I'm 56.
Yeah.
I have TV and stuff. I'm 41. I'm still a gigantic failure. So I'll give you the bar for you.
What, 30? What, because you're 30?
Yeah, I'm turning 30.
You're turning 30?
Big deal.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, if you ain't on TV by now. You see that kid David? Was a skinny kid Davidson? Pete Davidson.
Davidson. Yeah,
he's on Saturday Night Live. Yeah, good luck. Hey, it's great for Pete, man.
Yeah. It's like to see the New York guys get up there. You know what I mean? You got
Michael Shea.
Julio Delarati.
Michael Shea doing the weekend update desk. Colin Jost, who's also a stand-up comic in New York. Those guys both doing two New York stand-up comics during the weekend update.
Daryl
awesome.
Hammond's back as an announcer.
Right.
Well, because the other guy died. Yeah, Daryl Hammond's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's really funny.
Yeah.
And Pete Davidson on. So we got a bunch of New York guys on it, man.
And stand-up
shows, too. You know, a lot of good shows coming up. Chris Murphy's got a couple. I mean, Chris... DeStefano got a couple of shows on.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the baseball show. Mm-hmm. Eddie's on the guy and girl codes on shit.
A lot of guy codes.
A lot
guys,
of New York comics. Julio Gallarati's on the Totally Clueless and Andrew Schultz.
Yeah.
I remember when Andrew's he was an intern for Danny LaBelle in 2005 when I was doing comical radio. He would interview you after the show, me and Matty Goldberg.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, Andrew's going to be Andrew's a star, man.
Yeah.
I'm excited SNL's using stand-ups again instead of just improv people.
Yeah.
You need to have a blend.
Especially our guys. You guys coming up from
totally.
Our...
Right,
up
for all
New
leagues. That's what I like.
Our scene.
I see guys like Pete and them who just, you know, they started in New York here, moving up the ladder. It's good to see that.
Mm-hmm. I just noticed, by the way, Bobby went up my headlining at Caroline's show by mentioning Pete getting SNL. That was pretty
slick. Mentioned guys with a lot of other credits. But Ben, our own Ben Rosenfeld.
I know, you didn't even do it on purpose. I didn't even notice.
You weren't
trying
to do it, but you did it anyway.
I realized it like 3 minutes later. I'm like, wait a minute. I was trying to plug something and Bobby went up me.
What's a big, you know, I guess maybe headlining the joint is a big deal to you.
Headlining Caroline's is
a big deal to me.
Yeah, it is a big deal.
Did they give you the you put your poster outside
there? Yeah, the poster's going to be up.
All right, Ben headlining Caroline's. Give us the date again, Ben.
Wednesday, 9:30 p.m.
All right,
use
I know
code B-Day for $5 tickets.
Well, I know I'm going to be there. And I know my lady and her friends.
Are you performing tonight, too?
No, I'm performing
You're on the early show.
Early show. But then I'm going to run into a spot, and then I'm coming back to Ben's. Because I'm going to come back and watch the set. And then I'm going to go to the after party.
It's going to be a fun after party. You should come, Bobby.
Where's the
Bobby, you party? Should go to the after party.
I'll text me off air.
No.
It's in the air. It'll be in that area. It'll be right around the corner.
But you should come and support your friend. Anything on that, or no?
Bobby's speechless.
One of my friends is performing that
night? Oh, that was good. That was good. Implying that you and Ben are not friends, which for you listeners out there, kind of not. They're kind of not. I'm just kidding.
Oh, but my favorite part about the time out write-up, when they listed the show, and they're like, Ben talks about being a Russian immigrant and his take on American elitism.
Yeah.
American elitism.
Ben does not like
but
American
like, but
elitism.
But I don't mention American elitism as words anywhere in like my comedy like bio or anything. Mm-hmm. So they had to watch some clip where I mention it, but I don't even use those words. So that was funny to me. They're not wrong, but I thought it was funny.
Well, Ben's had a great week, and he's going to have a great week coming up because of the headlining at Caroline's.
Yeah.
And the after party.
So how long does the after party go for?
Till people leave.
Question mark.
Till people
just
leave.
Just tell them a question mark.
So soon as they get there.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm just
it's going to be nuts.
Right?
I think I've been a little nutty.
Yeah, for Bobby, this is going to be the most boring after party.
Yeah, I've been to some after parties.
Bro. Is it going to be in that area?
Yeah, it'll be right around there.
Okay. Yeah, so.
Global warming march yesterday.
Yeah. I was just about
or to... Or no, sorry, climate change. I call it global warming, but...
I signed up for it and everything. I was almost there.
How are the cops? Do the cops...
I didn't go. I don't believe in mass protests.
I was almost there, and I just set the alarm off and went back to sleep, man. It was Sunday morning. But I was just about to march for that global. I had them call me and everything. They called me and went through a lot of
things. You probably gave a Chinese... guy anal, and they're the worst offenders of the environment, so it's by teaching them a lesson. So in that way, you probably are doing something for the environment.
Yeah, he's penetrating Chinese environments as revenge for China ruining the Earth environment.
Actually, I was having dinner the other night with a bunch of Chinese...
What do your Asian friends say about the environment? They don't really care over there. They really don't care. It's all smog. I heard that. It's all smog over there.
Remember all my friends that were staying in my house that was there for a long time?
Yeah.
He's actually a big environmentalist.
Yeah, he was saving money on apartments.
Yeah.
A lot of less CO2 when you don't have your own place.
No, but he's a geologist, and he's also an environmentalist.
Wow. That's one guy, though. Could he get the rest of the billion people over there to stop polluting?
Well, he told me
Hey, do you want a nice new iPhone or not?
Wow.
I spoke to him the other day. He is the king of the Fujianese or something, where he comes from, Fujian or something.
He's the king of it?
That's what he told me.
Oh, wow.
I think he's the king of bullshit. But.
I mean, if he's your friend, he's more likely a queen than a king. Let's be honest.
Oh, so he is a queen, right?
But you guys didn't do anything. You didn't have funny fornication.
No.
Okay.
Climate change march.
But maybe that would affect the climate. Maybe.
Well, a lot of cars got stuck in parade traffic, so their engines.
Well, tell Alejandro. He goes there. He was there. He had the signs out and everything.
Who?
Ted Alejandro. He loves that kind of thing.
Alejandro?
He's not Spanish. He's Ted Alejandro? He's not silent. The
Ted Alejandro.
Alejandro.
Yeah, tell Alejandro. And he's always up for that kind of thing.
Ted's a very socially conscious guy.
I walked the thing with him.
Yeah?
For the AIDS walk 1 year for the Mike DiStefano.
Oh, yeah, for Mikey.
Mike's brother, that was spooky to see Mike's brother again. I didn't see him for a few years, and they looked exactly alike.
Exactly alike, and their mannerisms are so similar. All right, so that's the...
So, yeah, the climate change parade caused traffic in New York City, so lots of car engines were idling, which was not the climate change they wanted to cause.
Well, that's the argument with the city bike. They take up parking spaces to park the bikes, and now you're circling looking for a parking space for your car, you end up emitting more carbon emissions.
You had a boat joke like that, didn't you, Mike?
Yeah, that was my joke.
I remember that joke.
Yeah.
I think the idea is in the long run that encourages people to stop using their car, because you get so mad
that your car idles. So Ben kind of plagiarized you in the same thing, because he heard your joke, and he tried to use the same thing with the climate march.
I think it's a...
Different joke, similar.
It's a different joke, similar topic. And it's, what do you call it, where the mind's
going? I'm just saying the way parallel
thinking.
I just think it's the things, you know, Ben does. He's just a plagiarizer, you know.
No! I know Ben a lot of years now. He's a lot of things. I call him a lot of names.
Mostly having to do with my lack of emotion.
Plagiarizing is not one of them.
Right,
Ben's
yeah,
too smart. True. He's too smart of a guy.
Okay. I enjoy the creative process, too.
So, like myself.
Let me say, is this March, what was this March for? For so, regulations? For regulations to be up? Or
well,
what?
No. What happens is, this week, the UN is meeting on climate change. They're having a meeting starting tomorrow at the United Nations. Actually, they met today a little bit, but tomorrow starts the real meetings up there. And actually, the UN Secretary General, Sung Kyung.
Look at you name-dropping political leader.
The Asian
names. Well, I know who these people are.
Well, you know, Asian names.
No, I know all names. The Asian because names. I know who the head of the UN is.
He knows the Asian.
Who's the
Secretary
who's
General.
The U.S. ambassador to the UN?
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations is, hold on.
Tony Hawk.
No. it's a movie star, actually.
To be fair, Bobby, I don't know the answer. I'm looking it up myself.
Well, let me.
You could have, if you just said anything confidently, I would have believed you.
No, but I kind of stumped on this one. But I would think it was
Tony Danza.
Tony Danza's great. I love Tony Danza. I hang out with the guy.
He's awesome. He's good friends with Boom Boom Mancini, my favorite fighter.
He's good friends with other friends of mine too. Wise guys from downtown.
Samantha Power is the
answer. I would never know her.
I did not know that either.
And I know a lot.
That sounds more like a superhero name than a
Samantha
UN
Power
ambassador.
Sounds like somebody you would listen to.
Because the UN ambassador is powerless.
Well,
the
superhero
is powerful.
The only better person.
UN ambassador. You're not. UN ambassador because UN is powerless.
Can I get a joke out? The only way to make her more environmentally, to sound more environmentally conscious is to call her Sandra Solar Power.
Well, superpower.
It was a good joke. It took me too long.
It was a good joke if you didn't have to ask permission to do it.
Well, Sandra Superpowers, like an X-Man or something.
But solar power is great because it's like that's the kind of energy we need to focus on.
Right. Okay. That took you like a while.
It took me a while to get out, and had no punch to it. And I think I put our
listeners... That sounds like one of mine.
Put our listeners to sleep.
That sounds like one of mine with no punch or anything.
You have plenty of punch.
Yeah, the only reason I knew...
I have no setup, just punch.
It's all punch. It's all punch all the time. It's punch and then fist and then ball gag.
The only reason I even knew about the parade march is because I was going to meet my girlfriend's brother yesterday. He was, driving over here from Manhattan, but he got stuck in parade traffic, which is where my idea for that tweet came from, Bobby.
Was he driving over here to give you a beating because you're not treating his sister right?
No, I think I'm treating her well.
Yeah.
No, that's usually why brothers come. They drive cross town to visit the boyfriend of their sister. Because something
was not too bright, the guy.
But something wasn't happening.
Everyone knew that parade was happening yesterday.
Absolutely not. I didn't know.
I had no idea.
I actually signed up for it because I believe in that kind of thing.
Everyone who signed up for the parade knew it was happening yesterday.
And I was going to go. I had all intentions of going, but I just was a little tired, man.
Oh, good. You're a little tired, so the environment suffers. Hey, we have no more polar ice caps because Bobby Haha was a little tired.
Had to take a nap.
Hey, the polar bears have nowhere to live because Bobby Haha had to go.
Well, I don't
really
care about polar bears.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, because
he cares about a different kind of bears.
No, I don't like those either. But let me just tell you something. The polar bears. Keep thinking how nice they are. Go walk up into a polar bear cage with them.
No one said they were nice.
They're animals, like you.
Right, and what should you do?
Keep them in cages.
No. Keep them in cages.
Bobby. We should keep Bobby in a cage.
We lose 20,000 species a year anyway on this planet.
Oh, so you just throw them away?
And this has been from the beginning of time.
Hey, Bobby got another prison sentence.
I'd say a couple hundred million years ago. And
it's a problem when it's humanly influenced. When humans are influencing the environment and these animals die.
Well, humans have influenced the environment. Right, and a lot of animals we don't know about.
Have influenced?
I mean, we started off as bacteria.
Some of us are still there.
Here's my philosophical conundrum.
Nice one, Mike.
That was good. Here's my philosophical conundrum, speaking of animals needing...
Could you not use conundrum for our listeners? Some of our listeners do not
don't know what a conundrum is.
Our listeners know what a conundrum is. I believe
a lot of our listeners didn't graduate from high school.
No, a lot of them did.
That's only Bobby's fans. Here's my conundrum. Speaking of animals in cages,
just by using the word.
If hypothetically speaking, Bobby were to go to prison again, would we record the podcast from his jail cell?
We wouldn't be allowed to do that.
What?
He would probably be in a lot of conundrums if he was in jail. That he would be initiating a lot of conundrums.
I feel conundrum is Chinese for butthole.
Oh, come on, Ben. You just took us to a lower level.
This podcast is
such a B-level podcast now.
I wish to have a lot of Malaysian fans and everything, and we lost them all. All because of you.
Mm.
Next topic.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of losing fans, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell had a press conference on Friday where he sounded like a bumbling idiot.
Oh, and you know who put him in his place?
Who?
Adam Glenn!
Did Adam Glenn really?
What happened?
Adam Glenn put him in his place.
What happened? I didn't see it. Tell us, Bob.
Adam Glenn asked him some questions about, if I got the video so easily, how come you couldn't? I just called up and they sent me a video. How come you couldn't do that?
What do you say?
He went, oh, blah, 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 blah. I don't know, we're going to look into it. Adam Glenn, I think, should be behind the news desk, maybe anchoring a news somewhere.
Wow.
The NFL looks terrible.
He answered a couple of good questions. He answered two or three good questions, and it put Commissioner Goodell back on his feet, on his heels, and he had a backpedal.
Mm.
Adam Glenn is the one that broke the whole story. I don't know if you know that.
Mm. I don't think he broke.
Did he break it? He's the one that got the second tape.
Are you sure?
Did he break it? Wow.
Yeah.
It was him?
Yes, it was.
Adam Glenn is a comic, by the way, that we all
know. Adam Glenn's a comic and a friend and a good dude.
On-air personality for TMZ.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the guy is the one, he told him, he called up the hotel, got the tape on the elevator, said, is there any more tapes available in the beginning? Yeah.
They didn't grease the wheels for some security
guard? They probably did grease someone, but that's their prerogative.
Yeah,
but
totally.
The NFL has the power. They have the top security, one of the top security companies in the country working for them, their own private security there.
Oh, sure.
Top security guys in the country, and they couldn't find this, but yet TMZ gets a second tape? And you're going to tell me the commissioner knew nothing about this?
And a big, big article came out on Saturday from Outside the Lines ESPN where, like, Rice's lawyer had the videotape and he was telling the commissioner and the Ravens people about it. But, like, the Ravens organization tried to hide it and, like, obfuscate it.
Because he's their biggest star. But here's the deal. I don't think he should have been penalized so much to be thrown out of football.
He admitted
what he did from the beginning. He said he did punch her. Before they even showed the inside the elevator tape, he said, I did punch her. And she did swing at him first. She smacked him and spit on him. Which, in court, she's the one that's wrong. She assaulted him first. He defended himself, which is still wrong because of the size of him or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get real. It was an abusive type of thing.
Right.
But let's also know that he hasn't done it since then.
And
he's never done it before then.
He's been a model citizen.
He's been
doing
before and after.
He's done a lot of charity
and
work.
And done a lot of good things, and this has happened so many times in sports, and no one, Ben Roethlisberger's been, like, attacking girls, all kinds of shit, Big Ben. And he threw a hell of a touchdown last night, too, if you've seen him on his heels there. But he's never suspended anything. And here's a guy that was going to throw him out of football now because of the court of public opinion?
Yeah, public opinion.
Yeah.
Okay, what he did was wrong.
NFL should just stick to their guns either way. Whatever their ruling is, if you hit a person one time and you don't go to jail, you should be suspended for 3 or 4 games, 5 games, whatever it is.
Well, they need to come up with
a second time, you're barred from football.
Well, they need to come up with a policy. I don't think they have a policy in place.
They don't. They're just responding to public.
Right. They're
outrage, which is not.
That's not the way to do it. You need policies in place.
The NFL looks terrible. Like, after reading the NFL.
But here's the thing. I don't want to cut you off.
But
I'm going to.
Cut them off.
Okay. The thing is, somebody made this point. This is not my point. I saw it on Facebook. I can't remember. I would give credit to whoever did this, but it wasn't my thought.
If it's you and you remember it's you, tweet us @thePAPod, and we'll put Mike in his place next week.
I think it was a comic, but not somebody who I know. But it was
on air and uppercut Mike if you want.
It was an interesting point that this guy, the things caught on videotape that we can see, okay, it looks terrible. It is terrible, but it's added emphasis that we can see it. Okay, Charlie Sheen it's been well documented, has beat several girlfriends, had several physical altercations with girlfriends and wives, and he is still on a primetime sitcom.
Well, can I tell you something?
You know?
I happen to know people that know Charlie Sheen. Yeah. Who's maybe his best friend.
Of course you do. Yeah.
I do. And you know what? They say he's the greatest guy. I never heard him.
Mm-mm.
I was supposed to meet him at a friend's party at a friend's house in California out there and Palm Springs. And the guy helps out so many people.
I've heard that too.
He's been helping. The guy's a great dude. Yeah, sometimes he flies at the handle. But also, don't think that sometimes these women don't swing first. And Charlie Sheen is not a big guy.
Okay,
I don't think he's hurting anybody if he throws a punch.
No, that's not true. It's a woman.
I know plenty of women that can kick Charlie Sheen's ass. I know plenty of women that can kick Charlie Sheen's ass.
Outside of like Ronda Rousey or these MMA fighters.
No, I know.
Usually a man has a physical strength.
Charlie Sheen doesn't have that strength.
Come on, man.
Look at the guy.
All right, compared to an average woman.
The guy's 135-pound guy.
No, he's not.
He's 135, 140 pounds.
5'2", 5'3".
He's 5'8", 135
pounds. 110, 120
pounds. I know some of these 210-pound bruiser women that'll whoop his ass.
Mm-mm. You're talking about extreme situations.
Charlie Sheen is 5'10".
And what, 140 pounds?
Weight is not listed on the...
140 image. Pounds I give him.
He's not 140 pounds.
I fuck by these boys that got more weight on them than him. And they weigh 140 pounds.
Check Emilio Estevez now, his size, because he's never hit a woman.
Because he can't reach her face.
Maybe after Mighty Ducks 2 came out. But I'm just kidding.
Well, he's a different character.
5'4".
I don't think Charlie Sheen's 5'10 either.
The internet doesn't lie, bro. Emilio Estevez is what, 5'4"?
Yeah.
Oh my god. He's small.
Yeah.
He's a small guy.
His father was a great actor, though.
You shouldn't hit. There's definitely a size and strength advantage.
I didn't say there was.
I didn't know.
You're arguing that there isn't because you're like, I know big women
sometimes,
and I know small guys.
But here's the deal. Don't think. I think even Whoopi Goldberg agrees with me on this.
Oh my god.
Women should not hit men first.
Women should not hit men. Nobody
it's
should
the
be
same
hit,
thing.
But nobody should be hitting anybody.
No,
but it's not the same thing because a man has traditionally more strength. And this Ray Rice
so what happens,
could
say,
knock
if you
his
hit
wife
ben?
Out with one.
What if it happens if you hit Ben?
That's the same thing. And the types of like, I know that my strength would crush Ben's little frame.
I have a hard head though.
It would
a
hit.
So you your hand. What if he broke your hand?
It would hit his little yoga mat that he never uses. I would lay him right out in his yoga mat, and then for his roommate to come home and complain. Then there's blood on the yoga mat.
He'd definitely complain. He wouldn't complain about the yoga mat blood, but if the blood leaked over onto the carpet or the hardwood
floor, he would leave you a nasty.
Well, call. He's got popcorn down there for the other night. This
nasty
guy.
Fucking text.
Listen, tell the guy about his nasty text. How about I come in here today? I see fucking popcorn on the fucking carpeting here.
What are you?
That's disgusting.
All right. Let's focus on the real...
talk about me making stage.
Can we get to the real issue here? I did not know Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen were brothers.
Didn't you really?
Never
they're
knew
half
that.
Brothers.
No, they're full brothers.
No.
Yes, they are. Their real name is Estevez. Martin Sheen, his real name is Martino Estevez, and then he changed his name to Sheen, and he had Charlie Sheen, but Emilio Estevez didn't want to keep that. He wanted to keep his original name, which is Estevez. Martin Sheen's real name is Estevez. It's not Sheen.
I thought they were
he
half
did it
brothers.
When he came. No. Same mother, same father.
That means they're full brothers.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
But they have different last names because Estevez went with the original last name and Charlie went with his father's bogus last name.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
I did not know that. All right, well.
I knew that.
Now we're going to have the same debate. I just think it's different when there's a videotape of it. Like if we could,
sure.
In other words, I didn't mean to use Charlie Sheen as an example, but he uses him as an example, the example I saw.
Well, if you have no videotape
okay.
of it, so how
you
do
have
you
no videotape of it, you just hear that this guy abuses women, and then you see a videotape of a guy doing it, even if he has no prior history, and the other guy has tons of prior histories, the seeing of it makes it worse.
Totally.
Okay, yeah. So that influences public opinion. Where you could have a guy that just has a documented history of it, and he doesn't get anything taken from him because
right.
there's no videotape of it.
Are you telling all the domestic abusers out there to make sure there's no cameras when they
No, I mean, I'm telling them to not hit women, but I guess you could go that route, Ben, and just tell them not to do it in front of a camera, you bucket of shit.
That's terrible, Ben.
I wish there was a march against you, Ben. There should be a march against Ben. I want to have a march against Ben.
Well, we'll come down.
Bobby will fall asleep and not show up, then you'll be standing outside my apartment alone like an asshole.
Ted Alexandra will show up.
It'll be me walking alone.
No, Ted Alexandra.
Me and Ted.
Because he comes to a lot of causes.
It'll just be you taking...
And he lives here, don't he?
Yeah, Ted lives here.
So he would come.
The protest would just be Mike taking a cab from his yoga studio to my apartment.
That was my march.
That was your march.
That was my carbon march.
I had two other points, though, with the NFL thing. With the Outside the Lines article, the way the Ravens management was, like, covering it up, it made Ray Rice seem like the best person out of all of the people involved, where like he did something horrible, but he admitted to it right away. And every time, like one of the coaches asked him,
and the other guy had been whipping his kids for years.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Let me finish a point. But like Ray,
well, the Bible tells him so. Your Bible tells them to take a rod and a staff and whip their ass.
It doesn't say it like that.
Yes, it does.
No, that's the Bible according to Lil Wayne that you're thinking about.
No, there's a Bible says, take the rod to the children.
It's hurting our listeners.
Okay. Take the rod to the children. That's what your Bible says, pal. That's another thing. It tells you slavery is okay, to be good to your masters, beat your kids, and all this stuff, and all you people keep believing in this shit. That's all I'm saying. All
right, well, it's your God, too, man.
My God. I don't have a... Listen. I don't believe in God. I don't believe in none of that phony bullshit. Hocus pocus. Here comes the boogeyman. All that, yeah.
You're making God angry.
Yeah, I know. That's why he's doing something.
That's why he's calling your phone, Bobby.
Right, if God's angry right now, strike Mickey Vickio down with fucking...
Don't stick God against me, bro. It's not going to work.
Okay. My point was... the other thing was that the coach Harbaugh wanted to cut Rice, but the GM wouldn't let him in that article.
Oh.
Right, because he's a big draw.
Right, that's how much money is involved.
He's not a big draw now.
No,
they went
once
to go
that video.
Take their.
Oh, and the Rice's lawyer told the organization the video is fucking horrible in April, like as a direct quote. But no one followed up. They all tried to just hide it.
Wow.
Whereas, like, Rice said exactly what happened over and over, but all the NFL and Ravens people try to, like, push it under the rug.
Push Rice under the rug?
The incident.
Okay.
And here's the one more article.
I like the right thing.
That was a joke.
One more article. Oh, I get it. It took me a second. I was trying to make points before Bobby interrupted me. Another article I read last night that was interesting, another ESPN one, was what if it's...
Holy shit, hold on. Do you know they have buy one, get one 50% off at Target?
Next time you threaten to quit the show, I'm going to encourage it. How about that?
Let Ben make his point.
That was a pretty good interruption, though.
The article said, what if all the concussions are actually causing the domestic abuse, or getting your brain wrong over and over causes aggression? It's been known that when you have CTE, you're more aggressive than an average person, so that might be leading to domestic abuse, whereas football actually causes the domestic abuse.
Yeah, but, I mean, do you guys need a...
It's violence, period.
Do you need a scientist to tell you that? It's like, you're right, it's a violent sport, you're going to become somewhat of a violent guy. So,
you know, if you have a brain injury, it's going to make you more violent.
For that not to transfer over.
Especially if you have swelling of the brain, and it's hitting the skull, it's going to cause you more pain and more aggravation.
It's the same thing with boxers. It's like
the same thing with also Doberman pinches.
What?
Their brain goes inside their skull, very small. And sometimes their brain, when they hit like 2 years old, grows into their skull, which causes them a lot of pain. And that's why sometimes they attack their owners and stuff. They snap Dobermans.
Because their brain grows
into
their skull.
Because they're in a lot of pain, and it causes them mental problems.
Speaking of mental problems, the Palin brawls. What's Palin's that? Had a brawl or something.
Oh, yeah, whole family, yeah.
Why do they have a brawl?
They're Alaskans, man.
I just saw the headline. I'm not sure what happened.
Mm-hmm. But, imagine if they were in the White House.
I'm the king of segues.
Imagine if they were in the White House.
Oh, that would be a lovely place.
Well, what happened? It was like
people complaining about Obama. Imagine that bitch.
Whoa, man.
Oh, I said it. She's a bitch.
She helped Obama win the election.
Yeah, I mean, that was... Well, I guess McCain did, because McCain chose her.
Well, her being chosen helped Obama win the election.
Right.
She was going to win anyway. I mean, he was going to win anyway.
I think he would have won anyway, but I think he would have had a tougher time if it was like.
And if he didn't win, Hillary would have won. Well, no, I think she's going to win next time.
But I think it would have had a hard time with if it was like Tom Ridge.
Thank goodness.
But I think he still would have won.
But I'm glad though Hillary's going to win next time, and she'll win for 8 years. So maybe a couple of Supreme Court justices will die off, so we could throw some more left wing.
Gay marriage is legal, bro. What else do you want?
No, we want other things.
What do you want?
I don't want corporations to be people anymore.
Neither do I.
All right.
I think that's right.
User tweets.
Oh, wow. I guess we're not going to focus on any more topics.
No, we hit...
What topics we got?
We're at 40 minutes. We don't need to...
So what other topics
like,
we got?
I don't like when Ben takes control of the show.
Right. We don't
he
like
He just moves along. We miss points. We don't talk about things. We don't open up.
All right. What do you want to talk about, Mike?
Natured upbringing that he
I don't
had.
Like to improvise at the last second.
I wanted to talk about the nice dinner I went to the other night.
Go ahead, Bobby.
On a rooftop with these
what kind of rooftop dinner did you go to?
On 55th Street.
Fancy neighborhood.
Penthouse, yeah. Up there, they had great food and everything else, nice people. And it was a great dinner that they invited Bobby Hart to. And invited him again to other parties.
You should invite him to my show on Wednesday night.
Ooh, good plug for Ben.
No, this is the 1% is Ben. They don't come to people like your shows.
They don't come to Caroline's on Broadway?
Not
to see Ben Rosenfeld?
No.
9:30 p.m. show?
We're all anti-Semitic.
Are they?
Are Asians? Asians aren't usually anti-Semitic.
Asians aren't anti-Semitic.
When it comes to you, we are Ben.
Well, that's anti-Ben. That's different.
Okay, well, that's anti-Semitic, Josh. We like the other Jews.
Okay, what's... Oh, wow. We got to get to user tweets.
Oh, now we can get to user tweets. Oh, 32 seconds ago when I wanted to do it. That was
caviar and shit. I haven't had that in a while.
We had this.
That was pretty good.
We had to hear about Bobby's rooftop party.
Well, because it had caviar, champagne.
Champagne.
From...
Fresh oysters on a clam shell.
Mmm.
That gave me all the power I needed, man, for masturbating on Saturday night. When
masturbation. Always end with a masturbation joke.
Yeah.
From at LewisMitchell86 says, at PA Pod, I would be more than happy to be a guest on your podcast.
Yeah, of course you would, pal. Everybody wants to be a guest on this podcast. Wait your turn. Wait your turn, Louis Mitchell.
Bobby doesn't have too much of a patience for guests. As you
Unless he brings them unannounced.
Yeah. As you can see from the tweets.
Next one.
You're on the list.
You're on the list. Are you free 2:30 on Mondays? Or do you have an actual job?
No, he's not. Well, next Monday we have a big guest.
All right.
A really big guest.
Go ahead, man.
Next tweet from at Ted Teddy Man, our correspondent in the field, says, podcast analysis, at the PA Pod, that's us, equals Microsoft, at Legion of Skanks equals Apple Computer.
Oh, wow. Legion of Skanks is Jay's. Big J's podcast.
Jay Olgerson, right?
Yeah.
And great. I responded back to that, what year of each company, we're trying to understand how bad your insult is.
Who is this?
Ted Teddy Man. He calls us Microsoft. Most years that would be an insult, but there's a couple of years where Apple was shit and Microsoft was doing well.
And that's what this is the year this is.
I don't know what year. Ted Teddy Man, can you please tweet so that the layman people could understand of it? Not everybody went to Yale.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ted Teddy Man.
Here's another one from TT.
Another time he fell off his little ivy branch there and fell into the off the wall. The ivy was growing on the wall. And
how's Yale doing in football, Ted Teddy Man?
Teddy Man.
Oh, wait, no one cares.
Wasn't the last president George Bush?
Ooh, Ted Teddy Man.
All right, we got two more tweets. Do you want a sick one and then a sweet one or sweet then sick? How do
Just
we want to
read them, Ben?
Just read them.
Come on, Ben.
Like we give a shit. Me and Mike B.
From Ted Teddy, man.
We're fucking comedians here, man.
I'm proposing Bobby come up with a creative character for Halloween that will go by the name the Goblin of Mangoo Gulch.
How about squirt some Mangoo Gulch on Ted the Teddy Man's head? How about that? How about, you know, I'm going to be in Hollywood this year? I already got a phaser and everything. I'm going to be one of the Star Trek guys. And I got three costumes already. If I'm real fat, I go as Captain Kirk. If I get thinner, I'm Spock. And the other one, what's his name? Scotty.
Last one from at LewisMitchell86, the PA Pod. I know it's early.
I know, he wants to be a guest.
No, different one. Jesus.
Oh, okay. I thought he wanted to be a guest again. Yeah, so does a lot of other people, pal. I give him the same answer, too. It sounds like a repeat of before, right?
From Lewis Mitchell at the PA Pod. I know it's early, but I just want to wish at Big Ben Comedy, that's me, a happy birthday.
Oh, that's Ben. Nice. Happy birthday, Ben. Yeah, keep waiting on the list to be a guest there, pal. That ain't going to help you.
Ben got a haircut. Do you notice Ben's haircut?
It was another free one.
Ben got a free haircut.
Well, SalonApprentice.com for all your free fancy haircut
Ben
needs.
Goes to SalonApprentice.com.
I don't know about how fancy your haircut is.
Because people are learning how to cut hair, and they practice on Ben.
I get $600 haircuts every other week.
The place I went to is like $100 a haircut, but I got it for free.
I get the guy that cuts.
It was like a nice Soho salon.
Listen, I get the big kahuna.
How much did it cost you, Ben?
I gave her a $5 tip. That was it.
Wow. Ben gets his hair cut for free. Okay. I cut my own hair.
And I get one of the best hairdressers in the world to cut my hair when I want it done.
And my hair still looks better than both of yours.
Ooh, we'll leave on that. 45 minutes in.
It looks like
Ben
shit.
Ben slams both of us.
You want me to tell you honestly? It looks like shit.
No, I like
she shouldn't be in Soho.
No, I like
and how about a little coloration or something?
No, I
it
like
looks,
it.
No, it doesn't. It looks good. It does not look good for his face.
I think it does.
I think she fucked it up.
No.
She's trying to make him look like a young kid or something. Because he's a 30-year-old and he can't get on MTV. And he thinks that he's not going to make it in the world of comedy because he's getting too old. And you see all these 21-year-olds, 22-year-olds getting on Saturday Night Live.
Well, he could get on MTV3 and then work his way up to MTV2, I think.
Ben Do they have an MTV3?
No.
Or maybe MTV4?
I made that up for the joke.
Oh, I thought maybe
I'm a comedy. I'm a comedy writer.
Oh, I know you are.
So I go MTV3 I think to 2 of you did, to 1.
Good. The Muscle Confusion was pretty good.
Muscle Confusion CD is still available on iTunes.
You should get it.
You guys should get it. It makes a perfect gift. And I did a show in Albany this past weekend and sold a lot of CDs, so it was great.
And I'll be down in Washington in a couple of weeks.
Aren't you in Washington State next
week? I'm in Kirkland, Washington this coming weekend, Thursday through Saturday.
Yeah.
Kirkland's the Costco Laughs. Brand, isn't
it's called
it?
Laughs.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Kirkland's the Costco brand.
Yes.
Turns out it's also a city.
Yes, yeah. I know it as a city.
And Costco is a great company. They're very good to employees.
Bobby knows the president of Costco.
No, I didn't say that.
Bobby gets his hair cut at Costco. Okay, guys, any final thoughts?
Hope to see you Wednesday night.
Have a final thought.
Hope to see you Wednesday.
Let's see. Happy birthday to Ben.
Oh, God.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to the Jew. Happy birthday, dear Ben. Happy birthday to you.
Yay.
Thank you for joining us this week on the Passive Aggressive Podcast. We'll see you next week.